بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب بيان ما عز الله تعالى للمؤمنين في الجنة. This is the last chapter in this kitab, and that is what Allah Ta'ala has prepared for the believers in Jannah, for the believing man and the believing woman. Jannah is created and is in existence right now as well. Allah Ta'ala has created it, and Allah Ta'ala keeps on beautifying Jannah all the time. For example, it comes that beginning of the year, Allah Ta'ala beautifies Jannah for the month of Ramadan. Many other places we read that for the righteous and the believers, the shuhada, etc., Allah keeps on beautifying Jannah. The highest stage of Jannah will be, of course, for the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam. And the ni'mat of there will be the greatest and the most highest. And after that it will be for the Siddiqeen. And the king of all the Siddiqeen is Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, which is a very, very great and high place. And then will be for the shuhada, those who gave their lives with sincerity in the path of Allah tabaraka ta'ala. And then will be for the salihin, the righteous and the pious believers. So there are various stages of Jannah, and each stage has got its great, great beauties. And while we are here, in fact, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam has taught us that when we ask of Allah, we must ask of Jannatul Firdaus, the highest level of Jannat. Of course, if we look at ourselves and our own amal, we know very well that we are not fit for it. But we should keep our eyes on the great mercy and kindness of Allah tabaraka ta'ala, and we should ask and we should aspire. We should work also towards that. So that is the goal of our life, that we work for our akhirat, for our jannah. We should not make this dunya our object. Dunya is a necessity, and we should fulfill our needs as a necessity. But our real purpose of life is to prepare for jannah and to save ourselves totally and completely from jahannam, the displeasure of Allah Ta'ala and the tortures and azab of jahannam. قال الله تعالى الله تبارك وتعالى says, and in very 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 many ayat Allah has explained what the great ni'mats of Jannat are, and in different places Allah explains for the different categories of people. Yeah, for example, it is for the muttaqeen, those people who have taqwa. Other places Allah Ta'ala says for the abrar, those who are the extremely pious. Then for the shuhada, for all the different categories of people as they are. Then for the general Muslims, the righteous and the pious, the salihin, what Allah Ta'ala has prepared. In fact, it comes also in the Hadith Sharif, that those people, may Allah save us all, will have to go via Jahannam to Jannah. For them also is a different Jannah. They will also enter into Jannah, but after having suffered and paid for their sins. So as we have read in the previous chapter, Allah Ta'ala has made it very easy that make tawbah. While you have your time, make istighfar and tawbah. And in fact, Allah has commanded us to make istighfar, to make tawbah. So yeah, Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّ الْمُتَّقِينَ فِي جَنَّاتٍ وَعُيُونَ. Undoubtedly, those people who had taqwa, iman of course is a prerequisite. We have to have iman. If a person, and part of taqwa is to stay away from kufr and shirk. Normally we understand taqwa to stay away from all other types of sin. That is also 100% correct. And in that sense, if there is a non-Muslim and he stays away from all the sin, but without iman, that type of taqwa of his is not going to help him. First and foremost is our iman, and we stay away from kufr, shirk, and all the things that negate iman. And then we have taqwa, that is, we stay away from everything which Allah has made haram, and we do all those things which Allah has made compulsory upon us, with the wajibat, sunnat-e muakkada. For such people, Allah Ta'ala has promised gardens, beautiful gardens of Jannah, which we cannot imagine in this world. We get a glimpse of it when we read the ayats of the Quran and we read the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wa uyun, and there will be beautiful springs and fountains. beautiful rivers, as it comes in various places in the Quran, rivers of milk, rivers of honey, rivers of wine, which will be pure, which won't have the bad effects which the wine of this dunya has on a person. All this great ni'mat. And it will be said to them, Udkhuluha bisalamin aminin. Enter into Jannat, it will be said, with peace. That is, complete peace you will have. You will have no fear of anything whatsoever. Yeah, no matter what great enjoyment a person has, his own wedding day, the wedding of his daughter, etc., very happy, but there is fear also attached to it. How many times somebody dies on the wedding day? Sometimes the bride, the groom, the mother-in-law, father-in-law, many times deaths take place on the wedding day also. But in Jannat, it will just be peace from every side. You won't have to fear anything whatsoever. Aminin, you will be protected from all types of harm. Then you won't have to fear any harm. Yeah, as we are sitting, a person can have a heart attack now. May Allah save us all. A person goes home and he can get some bad news. Allah protect us. But Jannat, no question of that whatsoever. Aminin. وَنَزَعْنَا مَا فِي صُدُورِهِمْ مِنْ غِلْ. And Allah Ta'ala says, we will extract, we will remove from their hearts all the ill feelings that they hate for one another. In Jannat, nobody will have any ill feelings for one another. Everyone's heart will be completely clean and clear for everyone. And if that environment can come a bit in this world becomes Jannat. If we don't have ill feelings for one another, ikhwanan, and they will be brothers of one another. True brothers will have real feelings for each other. Yeah, in this world, unfortunately, brothers are at the throats of one another also. But in Jannat, nothing like that. Nothing in the heart. They will just be happy with each other. Ala sururim mutaqabilin. And there they will be on beautiful couches and they will be facing one another. So they will be happy. Husband and wife will be facing one another, sitting on beautiful thrones that will be studded with pearls and diamonds and rubies and emeralds, and not of this world. This world thing, well, there we will realize that they were fake, that it wasn't true. A person gave his wife a gold bangle as meher. But when afterwards he wanted to make khula, separate, and she must buy her separation from him, he didn't want back that bangle that he had given. When they went and value it at the jeweler, they found it was of brass and no value whatsoever. He told her it's pure gold, but there was no gold in it whatsoever, not a bit of gold. So like that, the things of this dunya, we will realize in Akhirah that they were just fake things. And the real things are the things of Jannat. لا يمسهم فيها نصب. And there in Jannat, no tiredness will come to them. They will never, a person will sleep just for pleasure. A person will never feel hungry. He will eat for enjoyment and pleasure. Not that if he doesn't eat, he's going to become weak or he's feeling hungry. There will be no nasab, and that is no tiredness whatsoever. No difficulties on the people of Jannat. وَمَا هُمْ مِنْهَا بِمُخْرَجِينَ. And one great, great ni'mat of Jannat, that they will know that they will never be taken out from here. Yea, in this dunya, with all its problems, and what big, big problems of dunya, but a person fears, I'm going to die. He's still fearing death also. And he doesn't want to die in spite of all the problems. Jannat, he'll know no problems whatsoever, and he will know, I will never be taken out from here. No mort will come on a person of Jannat. Never, once a person has entered Jannat, never will he be expelled and taken out from there. So these great, great ni'mats Allah has kept, and it is, Allah has given us now the opportunity to prepare for them. We should not just be dreaming about Jannat and waiting for it and we don't prepare. Now is the time to prepare for Jannat, and that is to stay from all the disobedience and displeasure of Allah and go into those amal which please Allah Ta'ala. May Allah bless us with all those righteous deeds. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا